Tune in to One Love Radio every Saturday at 12 hours. God bless you.
Debiri nebo kapada ukapaka mumpare sala katari mwenge chuacha kaba umsekete ni shtabu mwana tuali kuntuale
budaleke la bada batu lanja chite mungo sabele la bali tupata punde debiri lo bala tupata la batu mwana tule pita batila vetu tundeni
yo what's good is the copa la pasta ushaba eka nga Madagascar mukasha shele kunga nda ask and you are listening to One Love Radio Lusaka. You are tuning on 104.1 FM and 94.9 FM Kasama 89.1 FM Bamansa Shanya po. Copa la swag is in the building. The Copa de Pasta. Ushaba eka nga Madagascar.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. EIZ calls for resilient energy system in Zambia. More traditional leaders endorse Muchindu for Choma Central. In international headlines, Gaza ceasefire talks on verge of collapse. And in sports, Noah Chivuta criticizes Zambian clubs over poor pre-season preparations. And now the news in detail. British American Tobacco, BAT Zambia, has called on the government to reconsider a proposed 66% increase in excess duty on cigarettes. The tax hike is scheduled for parliamentary discussion following the recent announcement of a supplementary budget aimed at raising 33.6 billion kwacha. The proposal will raise cigarette excess duty from 452 kwacha to 750 kwacha per mil, making a record increase for the sector. BAT Zambia Managing Director Mukwesa Maliande notes that aggressive tax increases have historically triggered a surge in illicit trade. He reveals that internal estimates indicate that the illicit cigarette market in Zambia nearly doubled from 12% in 2024 to around 23.8% following a previous excess hike earlier this year.
BAT Zambia urges the government to reconsider Parliament's proposal to increase cigarette excise and adopt a more progressive and predictable fiscal approach to excise tax. Maintaining this January's 13% increase for the remainder of 2025 and adopting a predictable and sustainable approach to taxation whilst taking immediate enforcement action to close off tax leakages will result in the desired achievement of tax revenue growth while controlling the unintended increase in illicit trade and added pressure on consumers.
Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hollenborg, has called on Zambians to treasure and preserve their culture for national unity and pride. Speaking during the 69th Likumbi Lyamize Culture Fundraising Dinner Dance in Lusaka, Mr. Hollenborg says the ceremony is a shining example of unity and in fostering national development through cultural heritage. He says Zambia is home to over 73 diverse languages that are important for social cohesion and respect.
This global recognition affirms that Likumbi Lyamize is not only a Lugale or Zambian treasure, but it's a heritage for all humanity. My My country, Sweden, strongly supports cultural preservation and expression. We believe that culture is essential to sustainable development, to social cohesion, but also to democratic values. It fosters creativity, dialogue, and identity.
The Swedish ambassador acknowledged the tourism value of the ceremony, urging that the embassy will continue to support such cultural activities.
Culture is a powerful force for unity. It transcends strife, religion and background, grounding us in shared values and customs. The Likumbila Misa ceremony, celebrated by the Luwale-speaking people of Zambia, Angola, Namibia and the DRC, is a shining example of this unity. In 2005, as we already heard, UNESCO recognized the Makishi Masquerade as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity.
Speaking at the same event, Likumbila Misa Cultural Association National Chairperson Isaac Kanguya says the ceremony is a unifying factor and a source of pride for the Wakachinyama communities, neighboring countries and the world at large.
Celebrating the legacy of Ndungu Chinyamasaka Gungu with pride and honor. Ndungu Chinyamasaka Gungu is credited by the Luwale for spearheading development in Zambezi West, the popular embankment that connects Zambezi East to Zambezi West.
The traditional ceremony is scheduled to take place from the 17th to the 23rd of August 2025 in Zambezi District of Northwestern Province. The Department of Immigration has strongly condemned the violent conduct exhibited by some residents of George Compound during a cleanup operation conducted by the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office on Friday, 11th July 2025. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the incident occurred as officers apprehended a suspected prohibited immigrant in the area. Mr. Nshinka says, in an alarming show of disregard for the rule of law, a group of residents confronted the officers demanding the release of the suspect. He says the confrontation escalated into violence with a crowd pelting stones at officers, injuring three immigration officers and damaging one of the department's vehicles.
Meanwhile, on Thursday, 9th July 2025, the Kalomo Magistrate Court convicted and sentenced a 58-year-old Namibian-based Congolese refugee, Francois Singimana Ngange, to a fine of 80,000 kwacha, or in default 9 months simple imprisonment, for aiding and abetting illegal entry, contrary to Section 46(1)(a) as read with Section 46(2) of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010 of the Laws of Zambia. The conviction follows his apprehension by immigration officers from the Kalomo office on Sunday, 20th April 2025, at Mukwela railway station during a routine immigration status check.
The Engineering Institute of Zambia, EIZ, president has emphasized an implementation of a resilient energy system that will withstand climate change and other emerging threats to achieve sustainable electricity supply to users. Speaking during the REN Power Zambia 2025 conference, Engineer Kalula says the development aims at unlocking access to green energy generation as well as accelerating grid stability. The president said there is need for renewable energy sources to work with non-renewable energy sources to have a secure energy system. Meanwhile, Engineer Kaluba informed stakeholders that EIZ has partnered with the Energy Regulation Board to establish eligibility criteria to accredit solar installers.